This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Nicholas Devin Robinson reportedly so drunk he doesn't know what happened when officers stop him after a deadly crash on the MacArthur Causeway, Miami Beach. 24, he's leaving his birthday celebration and slams into a parked Jeep at 100 mph in a 40 mph zone. The impact ejects the Jeep's driver, 19-year-old Gabriela Alejandra Rios Flores. Gabriela dies at the hospital. A Miami Beach police sergeant reports seeing Robinson speeding just before the crash. Officers find him disoriented, stinking of alcohol, slurring. Why are you stopping me? It's my birthday. Did you get the other car?
Nancy, a Miami Beach police officer had just helped Gabriela Flores push her stalled Jeep out of the street and was leaving the scene when Robinson sped past him. The officer did not witness the actual crash, but saw flying debris and rushed back to the scene. Robinson vomited several times while in the back of a police cruiser, but managed to refuse a blood test. Police obtained a search warrant for the test instead, confirming their suspicions Robinson was driving under the influence.
Now, newly 24, Nicholas Devin Robinson facing manslaughter. 2 a.m. LaPorte, Indiana, Zachariah Vigil, 27, drives to his girlfriend's house after watching the Super Bowl. Seems like he's had a few and gets distracted by a FaceTime call with the girlfriend. Why? She flashes him. He veers off the road onto train tracks where he gets stuck. He gets out to push and barely escapes just before a Norfolk Southern train slams into his car. His girlfriend, the flasher, picks him up and drives away with her car's headlights off. Police light them up. Virgil claims a friend crashed his car, but later admits to driving. His blood alcohol, 0.273. His total car reeks of pot. He's facing OWI, operating a vehicle while intoxicated and leaving the scene. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Three retired Philadelphia detectives, now in their mid to late 70s, are on trial for perjury, accused of lying under oath in a case that led to a wrongful conviction. Former detectives Martin Devlin, Manuel Santiago, and Frank Yastrzemski are charged with falsifying evidence in the 1991 rape and murder of an elderly woman. The case sent 20-year-old Anthony Wright to prison for more than two decades until DNA evidence cleared him. Despite that, prosecutors retried him in 2016, relying on a written confession police say he gave voluntarily. But during testimony, Devlin struggled to recreate the nine-page statement he claimed to have written in real time, raising questions about its legitimacy. The jury quickly acquitted Wright. Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner, known for pursuing police accountability, charged the detectives in 2021, just before the statute of limitations expired. Prosecutors say the men lied about the confession, DNA evidence, and key details of the case. The defense argues the case is politically motivated. If convicted, the former detectives could face up to 7 years in prison. Wright, who spent 25 years behind bars, later received a $10 million settlement from the city. New York's highest court has dismissed a sexual abuse lawsuit, ruling the allegations lack sufficient detail. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the decision is drawing criticism from advocates who say it sets an unfair standard for survivors.
The New York Court of Appeals has thrown out a lawsuit filed under the Child Victims Act, a 2019 law, allowing survivors to sue for childhood abuse. The plaintiff alleged repeated sexual assaults near a state-run Albany theater from 1986 to 1990, starting when he was 12. The court ruled the claims were too vague, lacking details about the abusers and their connection to the state. Judge Caitlin Holligan noted the lawsuit failed to specify whether the perpetrators were teachers, coaches, or counselors. Advocates argue the decision unfairly burdens survivors, as trauma often impairs memory. Jessica Shidlow of Child USA says the ruling reinforces legal barriers that prevent victims from seeking justice.
The lawsuit was initially dismissed for missing key dates, reinstated in 2023, and now permanently dismissed.
Thanks, John. Jeremiah Jamal Parker, 19, tells his cousin he lost a cell phone case walking in the woods, North Sherwood Forest Park, Baton Rouge. He parks his car, cousin inside, goes to look for it. He hasn't been seen since. That was April 11, 2004. Only his cell phone and one shoe found 50 yards from the car. Just before vanishing, his family says Parker was deeply moved by the film The Passion of the Christ and tells his family he will be, quote, leaving soon. Nobody knows what that means. Parker would be 39 today. Parker is African-American, black hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 120 pounds, white t-shirt, baggy gray shorts, L.A. Dodgers cap. If you know what happened to Jeremiah Jamal Parker, please contact Baton Rouge PD, 225-389-2000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.